Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's 8 o'clock on today. Coming up, on trial this morning, Donald Trump heading back to the courtroom where opening statements will begin in the first ever criminal trial of an American president. We're live with the very latest. And stepping into action inside the terrifying moments, a car burst into flames, the driver trapped inside.
There's a moment where we thought, like, we literally lost him.
We're going to hear from the extraordinary group of Good Samaritans who saved him. Then, bringing home the bacon, Kevin Bacon returning to the high school where Footloose was filmed 40 years later.
It's so cool to be back at this school.
And we are there for the epic homecoming. All that plus Taylor's swift rise to the top, Brady's new roast boast, and meet the class of 2024. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announcing its newest members, including a special award for Jimmy Buffett. That's all ahead in Pop Start. Today, Monday, April 22nd, 2024.
Visiting the Today Show
from Baltimore
for Mom's 65th birthday.
Celebrating the twins' sweet 16
from Katy, Texas.
Good morning, my sister Libby.
We love you.
Today, Karis turns 12.
Here for our 13th birthday
from Mount Brook
and Auburn, Alabama.
From Redmond, Oregon.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Benton, Arkansas.
Lexington, Kentucky.
And Tustin, California.
Spending birthday as today. Woo!
Wow. 65 looks good. What a crowd. Welcome back to today. We're so happy you're with us on a Monday morning. Savannah's taking some time off today. Chanel's here. I noticed, by the way, some members of our crowd actually brought their own blankets.
Yeah.
Because you know why? It's cold. It got cold this morning.
That's a great crowd. Happy Earth Day, by the way. We'll have a little bit more on that coming up later in the broadcast. Coming up tomorrow here on Today, a fresh look at the life and career of legendary TV journalist Barbara Walters, who, of course, got her start right here on Today.
Our Kate Snow sits down with the author of a new biography on Walters, which paints a picture of a driven broadcaster who certainly paved the way for generations of women in journalism. That's tomorrow right here on Today. All right, let's get right to our news at 8 o'clock, though, guys. For the first time ever, a former president goes on criminal trial. Opening statements getting underway this morning. Donald Trump accused of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments ahead of the 2016 election. NBC's senior Washington correspondent Hallie Jackson is here to break it all down. Hey, Hallie, good morning.
Hey, Hoda, good morning to all of you. And this is yet another milestone moment here in this history-making criminal trial. So, what can we expect from opening statements? Watch for prosecutors on that side of things to lay out a sweeping case against the former president that he tried to pay off a former adult film star via his former fixer right before the 2016 election to basically buy her silence about an alleged affair from years earlier. Donald Trump denies that. He's pleaded not guilty to these 34 felony counts involving falsifying business records. But prosecutors are going to try to make the case that this amounted to something bigger, that this was election interference. Now, Mr. Trump's defense will argue he did nothing wrong. They're expected to go pretty hard at the credibility of a central witness. You see him here, Michael Cohen. As for other witnesses, a source with direct knowledge tells NBC News that David Pecker will be the first person called to the stand for the prosecution. He is the former National Enquirer publisher, longtime publisher, and the one who alerted Cohen about Stormy Daniels and her plan to go public about the alleged affair. Lots to watch today and in the weeks to come, too, as this trial continues, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Hallie.
Meanwhile, a sweeping national security funding package that will provide aid to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan as well also includes a possible ban on the popular app TikTok. The social media platform could disappear from app stores nationwide unless its Chinese parent company sells it. NBC's Emily Akata is here with more on this. Emily, good morning.
Hey there. Good morning to you. This is likely the closest the U.S. has come to banning TikTok, with Congress lumping the measure in that foreign aid bill, which is heading to a Senate that's eager to send funding to our allies. Now, some TikTok users using their platforms as a call to action, hoping to save the app that's become ingrained in American culture. This morning, the fate of TikTok in a race against the clock.
The bill is passed.
The House passing a bill that would force the app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, to sell the platform within a year to a new owner, up from the original 6 months, or face a national ban of the widely popular social media app with 170 million American users. The vote passing with a resounding 360-58. But online, some are rallying against the ban.
Did you know that 7 million small businesses in the U.S. rely on TikTok to generate revenue?
Urging their followers to take action.
Please just contact your state senators and let them know that you do not support this ban.
Some in Congress agree.
I'm just concerned about the impact of the local economy across America, and I'm hopeful the Senate will weigh in and make some of those changes.
The focus now turning to the Senate as early as this week, before it goes to the president.
If they pass it, I'll sign it.
But even if the bill becomes law, no changes would be made overnight. ByteDance has 9 months to sell, and there's room for an extension.
TikTok is likely to consider filing a lawsuit on First Amendment grounds, so that could push the timeline out even further.
Government officials have repeatedly raised serious national security concerns, saying China could force TikTok's owner, ByteDance, to expose a trove of detailed information about American users and push propaganda. TikTok has fiercely pushed back, most recently telling NBC News a ban would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, devastate 7 million businesses, and shutter a platform that contributes $24 billion to the U.S. economy annually. And experts say the blowback against lawmakers could have big implications.
I do think that a lot of these representatives are severely underestimating how angry this is going to make the American public.
And TikTok is already banned on federal government devices. And even the potential for a forced TikTok sale may have escalated the U.S.'s tense relationship with China. On Friday, Apple said China ordered the company to remove Meta's WhatsApp and Threads from its app store there. So much to come. Much to watch for.
Much more indeed. Emily, thank you.
All right. Terry Anderson, the American journalist who was held hostage in Lebanon for nearly 7 years, has died. Anderson was a correspondent for the Associated Press when he was captured by Islamist militants in 1985. He was released in 1991 and returned home to a hero's welcome. He taught journalism at several prominent universities before retiring in 2015. Anderson died at his home in Greenwood Lake, New York, yesterday. He was 76 years old.
A group of Good Samaritans is being hailed as heroes this morning for their daring efforts to save a driver from a car fully engulfed in flames. The incident was actually captured by a car's dash camera. It happened last week along I-94 in St. Paul, Minnesota. Officials say a Honda SUV burst into flames after it ran off the road, striking a light pole and then a guardrail. Several people helped the driver get out of that burning car. You can see rescuers making several attempts to open the vehicle's doors before they successfully pulled that door through the door's window. And thankfully, nobody was seriously hurt. The driver, though, of course, was taken to the hospital for evaluation.
My gosh.
Look at all those good humans springing into action.
Man.
All right. Coming up in Pop Start, a roast of the goat. We're going to find out if Tom Brady is a good sport. Reveal which superstar comedian is going to be hosting his roast.
But first, Kevin Bacon kicks off his Sunday shoes, returning to the high school where he filmed Footloose 40 years ago. Kaylee Hartung sat down with him for an exclusive interview to find out how he felt to be back.
Right go, Kaylee. After this. Go, 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 I love Kaylee.
Picture this. You're on a John Deere compact tractor, enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back. 8:13. You may recall just a few weeks ago, Hollywood legend Kevin Bacon himself made a huge announcement right here on Today.
I've been waiting for this day since that moment. In honor of the 40th anniversary of the iconic movie Footloose, Kevin would head back to Payson High School in U2. That is where they shot the film, and he would go there to celebrate prom.
And this past weekend, guys, it happened, and Kaylee Hartung was there for his emotional return. That must have been something, huh?
You guys knew I was not going to miss this after having that live announcement right here on this show. It really was incredible. The students of Payson High School have been working so hard for 2 years to get Kevin Bacon back to the school, and that hard work paid off. As Kevin's character Ren says in Footloose, it was a time to laugh, a time to weep, and it was a time to dance.
What's going on, Payson High School? I'm gonna come. I gotta come.
When Kevin Bacon announced live on Today that he would return to Payson High School in Utah for the first time in 40 years since shooting the iconic movie Footloose there, students went wild.
Let's dance! We're gonna do it! This is awesome! Yes!
And on a beautiful spring Saturday, the big day finally arrived.
2 years of hard work.
Wow, look at this place. Look at these people. It's so great to be here. Go Lions!
After 4 decades, Payson High brought home the bacon. The students overwhelmed with excitement to meet the man forever connected to their town.
You just met Kevin Bacon.
I just met Kevin Bacon. That is the coolest thing in the whole world.
The school showing Kevin their commitment to his charity, 6degrees.org, by building 5,000 essential resource kits to help the community.
What do you think of this turnout?
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's so cool to be back at this school. Okay, here we are. Hi, everybody.
But the adventure was just beginning.
Did any of your parents go to Payson High?
Mine did.
My grandpa was here while you were filming.
As Kevin was given a tour down the same halls he once danced through with Chris Penn.
Yes.
Ah, is this the spot?
Yes, the spot.
You know, and you know, I tell you, I was thinking, I don't even know how to do this anymore.
I don't think we do. We try.
The cafeteria he once ate in.
Yes, it's all coming back to me.
And his locker used in the film, which, like most high schoolers, he had some trouble opening.
Are we sure we have the right one?
Yeah.
Hey! Oh, look at this.
We got a Walkman.
Like a Walkman.
And in the scriptures, we have like the verses
highlighted from the movie.
I love it.
I've been waiting so long to hear you say that.
Are the memories just coming flooding back?
Yeah, of course, it's one of those things where it's changed. Things have been built up a lot. But sort of the essence of it is definitely still here. A young woman said to me, you know, my grandfather was in school here when you were doing the movie. I went, what? Your grandfather. If going for the 40th anniversary wasn't enough, I was like, wow, okay. Check yourself, buddy.
Reality check. Back at Payson. Not only did you film the movie here, you actually enrolled as a student for a day?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think I was either 23 or 24 when we started the movie. I was afraid that I was not going to be believable as a 17-year-old. The character was supposed to be 17. And so I came into the school and I was an exchange student named Ren from Philadelphia. And
did you have the hair already?
Yeah, I had the hair. And I wore a tie, which was unheard of. And I lost all of my bravado. I just became, you know, kind of terrified. And then, just like the movie, one kid sort of took me under his wing and said, I'll show you around, man. Come on, you're with me. It was straight out of the movie.
This town wasn't just a character in the movie, but it also helped shape how you developed your character.
100%.
For all the effort these students put in getting Bacon to Payson, what finally put you over the edge?
I guess, I don't know. It was more they just wore me down. I don't know.
You have helped Payson High kick off prom day. As a lot of these kids graduate, go out into the world, what do you hope they take away from this experience?
I think to be good to each other and to the planet, to have compassion for people that are different than you, and give back to your community when you get the opportunity to.
And on prom night, dance.
Dance. Definitely dance.
And later on that evening, the students took Kevin Bacon's message to heart.
Let's dance!
That's really cute.
That was amazing.
Love to see it, yeah. Right? And the student council at Payson, they did such an incredible job, not just getting Bacon to Payson, but giving him that tour. They asked some incredible questions, made my job really easy when I got to sit down with Kevin. But one of the students asked, hey, when you were doing all those dance scenes while you were filming the movie, what were you listening to? And Kevin actually told him the soundtrack didn't exist yet. The songs weren't ready. So they were playing beats that he had to play along to.
Wow.
And that music got laid in later. How about that?
Wow, I learned a lot of this stuff about this guy. Wow, that was really fun. He's such a good guy.
That was so great. He went back and did that. Yeah, that's really amazing. Cool. Good for Kevin.
Bacon memories.
Yeah. Good stuff. We should also mention, Kaylee, thank you, that Footloose is available on 4K Ultra HD disc and digital from Paramount Home Entertainment.
All right, 819. Mr. Roker, how about a check of the weather?
Oh, that was really terrific to see that. Let's show you what we've got for today. Gorgeous out west, some desert heat, temperatures getting up into the upper 90s, fire risk in the northern plains, plenty of sunshine throughout much of the country. A little bit of an April chill, Great Lakes into the northeast, some strong storms down through southern Florida. And that's your latest weather. Best time of the morning!
All right, guys, let's get to it. Taylor fans, we're going to start with you. It was a record-breaking weekend, as I'm sure you can imagine, for Taylor's new album. On Friday, Tortured Poets Department became the first album in Spotify history to have over 300 million streams in a single day. Taylor now holds that record, plus the title for the most streamed song. Some familiar faces there. Of course, that is Fortnite, the lead single, and social media, Swift's collaborators opening up about the project. Post Malone calling the experience, quote, once in a lifetime. And her music video co-stars that you saw there, straight from the movie, 1989 Dead Poets Society, Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles shared a little peek behind the curtain, too. Ethan writing on Instagram, Todd and Knox from Dead Poets Society are now PhDs in Tortured Poets Department. It's quite an honor.
Cool. Very cool.
Charles adding, here's a couple of tortured old poets about to board an early flight to be pop stars for a day. Been through a lot with this dude over the years. But safe to say this was a most memorable day.
Wow. Look at that. Cool,
right? Yeah, congrats to Taylor and the crew there for the latest mega hit from her. I'm sure we'll have more Taylor news tomorrow. We move on to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Last night, they announced the class of 2024, and the inductees for performers are Cher, Mary J. Blige, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and last but certainly not least, A Tribe Called Quest.
Wow.
And four artists will be honored with this year's Musical Excellence Award. Jimmy Buffett, Dionne Warwick, MC5, and Norman Whitfield are set to be celebrated for their impact on the industry when the ceremony takes place in Cleveland, and that'll happen this October. Congrats. Next up, Tom Brady. We've got a special pop star exclusive here, Uncle Al. From the GOAT himself. There's a Netflix roast happening. Ooh. It is on the way, and it just landed a very special host. We'll have Tom tell you about it.
Hey, guys, I got a big update on my Netflix roast. Well, maybe not big, because it's about Kevin Hart. He's going to be hosting it. So they don't tell me who else we got on the panel, but it's going to be a great night. And I play in the NFL, so I'm not worried about a bunch of comedians. Trust me. It's going to be live on Netflix May 5th from the Forum in LA. So don't miss it. It's going to be a great night. Let's go.
Hey, guys.
Did you catch that part?
Live.
Did you catch that? Did you catch that word in there?
Live.
Uh-oh. That's right.
This might not be one for the kids.
Kevin Hart set to host. Mark your calendars. The greatest roast of all time is going to take place May 5th, 5 p.m. Pacific. Part of Netflix is a joke fest, and this marks the first time, maybe the last time, that a roast has ever been live on TV or streaming, unedited and uncensored.
Wow. Catch,
I don't know. No. Got him something. Catch more information at today.com.
Look out.
Well, they got a great host, that's for sure. Next up, Luke Bryan over the weekend, the Country Music Pro, had a little slip up on stage.
Oh.
Well, not to worry. After the fall, Luke was all laughs about that. Oh. He revealed that he slipped on a fan's cell phone.
Oh, no.
Yikes. He quickly accepted her apology. And then, because he's a good sport, he replayed that moment on the big screen for everybody to have a laugh.
Oh, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay. That was good. He's poking fun at himself a little bit there. Speaking of fun, Jimmy Fallon. We got some Pop-Tarts here, guys.
Oh, okay.
Break them out and
miss
a couple of times. Have one. Today. Tonight Show host celebrating his latest single called Sweet Morning Heat. It comes from the soundtrack of Jerry Seinfeld's upcoming Pop-Tarts movie. Mm. On social media, Fallon shared his own secret recipe. There you go. That is your Pop-Tart start today.
Well, all right. Sure. Wow. Way to go, Carsey. Still ahead. We are about to head outside. We're going to celebrate Earth Day. Look what's out there. The big green bus.
Ooh.
It's on the plaza.
All right, we're going to show you how we can use what's already in our produce drawer to make our home garden.
You don't like the outside? That's fine.
We are back. Back at 8:30. Back on a Monday morning, April 22nd. Happy Earth Day. Happy birthday. And happy Earth Day. By the way, to celebrate Earth Day, we've got the big green bus parked on the plaza this morning. It drives around the country helping people learn how to start their own kitchen garden.
That's what it is.
Really exciting.
Cool.
That's right. We've got dog whists here this morning.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we got big green founder Kimball Musk here to talk about just how easy it is. You don't want to throw out those scraps. We're going to show you how to use them to actually regrow your own food.
We look forward to that. Plus, our good friend Chassie Post. She's back with the season's best-selling items online, including the latest accessories and the hottest fashion items you'll need for summer and spring.
Also, the doctors in the house, Dr. Natalie Azar is here to tell us how much is too much. Did you know you could actually drink too much water? Maybe you could take too many vitamins. She's going to have all that for us coming up.
And we are continuing the health theme in the third hour when we cover the top five questions to ask on your next doctor visit.
All right, that's coming up. Meanwhile, buckle up for a fun interview coming up tomorrow here on Today. Kaylee Hartung caught up with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. They're starring in this action-packed rom-com. It's called The Fall Guy. So they took Kaylee for a test drive.
Oh, that looks like fun.
Let's just say it was a bit of a wild ride there. So we're looking forward to that.
All right, good. Mr. Roker's going to check the weather. There are a lot of Roker signs out here. Yeah. I cannot even count them all. Well, there are so many. That's the way
it
works.
Thank you. It's so, everybody looks great
and
today.
And so many birthdays.
Birthdays for Earth Day.
Birthdays for Earth Day.
There you go. Let's show you what we've got as far as your week ahead is concerned. A quiet weather pattern for the most part today. We are looking at a few storms down through Texas. And then as we make our way into the midweek period, chill in the air around the Great Lakes, April warmth out west, rain and snow in the northeast. And then on Friday, we're looking at sunny skies, eastern half of the country, severe risk of storms, upper Mississippi to mid-Mississippi River valleys, some mountain snow out west. The summer outlook looking pretty warm throughout much of the country for a summer, although looks a little on the damp side, the eastern third of the country drier than average out west. And that is your latest weather. Oh, Hoda!
How are you? All right, coming up, Dr. Natalie Azar is here for a health edition of How Much is Too Much from pills like ibuprofen and melatonin, caffeine, even water. How much is too much? But first, this is Today on NBC. Back now, 8:35 with more of our new series, Today Asks, How Much is Too Much? And this morning, it's all about your health, from ibuprofen to melatonin to water. Yeah, water. There is a line between how much your body needs and how much is too much. I love this segment. NBC News medical contributor Dr. Natalie Azar is here with answers. Okay, this is something I think we all need. Water just shocked me to be on this list.
I know.
We always hear 8 cups a day and you're good. So what's the limit here?
So
actually, for men, it's about 15 and a half glasses or cups. Women, it's about 11 and a half glasses or cups. And this is the important thing. No more than 48 ounces per hour. That's about a liter and a half. And yes, like a lot of these things, Hoda, there is a Goldilocks amount. We don't want too little and we don't want too much.
Okay.
What can happen if you have if you consume too much water, you can get something called water toxicity. Your kidneys can't filter the water. It dilutes your sodium. And then what can you get? Confusion, nausea, cramps, fatigue. I'm sure we've all heard of those marathon runners who rehydrate too quickly after they start running.
Yeah.
They can get a super, super low sodium level. It can be dangerous.
Yeah, because most people I know, they carry those big jugs around because they're always dehydrated.
Which is fine, just not more than a liter and a half an hour.
Let's get to ibuprofen. There's directions. You take what you're supposed to take.
And we don't want you to take too much. Yeah. So the directions will say about 200 to 400 milligrams. Each tablet or capsule, folks, is each one is 200. Mm-hmm. Every 4 to 6 hours, max 1,200 a day. This is really important. If you're taking it for pain, no more than 5 days without consulting your doctor. Yeah. If you're taking it for fever, no more than 3 days. Why? Because ibuprofen, even though it's great and we all love it, can also cause problems in the long term. Heartburn, indigestion, ulcers, kidney problems, even seizures.
Okay, good. Okay? All right. Now, please tell me there's no limit to how much caffeine is too much.
Of course there's a limit.
Let's hear it.
So it's about 400 milligrams per day. That equals about 4 to 5 cups per coffee.
That's a lot.
Okay, but espresso, one shot of espresso is 63 milligrams. So make sure that your cups aren't these, you know where, you know,
but
yeah, you got it, right?
Yeah.
Too much caffeine, headache, nausea, a fast heart rate, anxiety, insomnia. Over 1,200 milligrams a day, you can get caffeine toxicity. That can be super dangerous. Your heart rate, your blood pressure can go up. We know that, remember that? The Panera story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we take that seriously.
All right, vitamin D. What's the limit?
So vitamin D, we talk about a lot. It's important how it helps us absorb our calcium. Yeah. It's important for our bones. From the ages of 19 to 70, you want to get about 600 international units. These are the numbers that most of us in the office use.
Okay.
If you're over 70, you want 800 international units. Is there such thing as too much vitamin D? Yes, actually called hypervitaminosis. D.
So what happens?
What can happen is you can get a dangerously high level of calcium in your blood that can lead to kidney failure, abnormal heart rhythm.
How much do you have to take to get that?
Believe it or not, hypervitaminosis D, you can get, Hoda, because like, I don't know if you've ever taken a vitamin D supplement.
Yeah.
Your doctor needs to follow up on the vitamin D level because you can actually get too high.
Okay, which is the last bit here. Melatonin.
Finally.
People need this to go to sleep often.
Right. So generally the dose for melatonin is around 1 to 5 milligrams for adults. If you're over the age of 65, ask your doctor. Less is more.
Less is more.
And I can't talk about melatonin without talking about just last week, the Council on Responsible Nutrition released guidelines. I don't know if you've heard about young kids and melatonin overdoses. So just word out there to all of our viewers, keep your melatonin high, especially if they're gummies, right?
Yes.
So too much melatonin, stomach problems, headaches, nausea, nightmares, dizziness. And remember that melatonin, what it really does, it helps you get to sleep faster. It doesn't necessarily result in longer sleep or better sleep. And we don't recommend taking it long term, but certainly for people who need to fall asleep, it can be helpful.
By the way, I love this segment.
It's good nuggets,
so
right?
You'll come back with more.
I will.
All right, thank you so much. Just ahead, Chassis Post brings us the most popular items online that shoppers are adding to their carts this season, from a trendy belt to a much have skort. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Picture this. You're on a John Deere compact tractor, enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
We are back now at 8:42 with Today bestsellers showing off great style solutions and finds from spring fashion to a versatile phone case. Shop All Day contributor Chassie Post is here to share her picks. You have some good stuff today.
Such great
practical
stuff.
Practical things,
yeah,
too.
Spring and summer style solutions.
All right, let's start with these belts.
Okay, belts are a huge spring and summer trend, right? But what I love about them is they add so much versatility to your wardrobe,
I literally
right?
have one belt that has a beige side and a black side.
Yeah, well, what's so great is see these four belts here?
Yeah.
They all come in one pack, so you get four for under $20.
Okay.
18 different styles and different belt buckles.
Skinny belts are back, huh?
Skinny belts are back in a big way. And A, because they're so transformative. Let's try this one on you. Okay.
Right.
Look, Chanel is wearing a fabulous
black
dress.
Just a plain old black dress.
But look at that. Such an easy
that actually
way.
That's kind of
right?
cute.
It looks so cute. It's such an easy way to jazz up or update.
Yeah, that is cute. And they come in all the different colors.
Yeah, and you know what else? They also define your waist. So it's a great way to make a dress more flattering
yes.
or anything more flattering. And here we have one incredible before and after
okay.
of our wonderful team member, Alexa. So she's wearing a shift dress.
That's cute.
Add the belt. And that's a way to make last year's or 2 years seasons ago
Boom.
Dress completely different.
Does that say $19.99?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yes. $19.99.
Not bad.
Oh, the price. Yeah, for four.
Okay.
And it totally transforms your fabulous
you say yes.
your dress, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's
so
talk about
this
these phone
is
cases.
A game changer.
Yes.
So this is a multitasking
okay.
phone accessory, and it is a wallet phone holder.
This is cute.
How cool is that? So you've got four different slots for your credit cards and your phone all in one place.
I
right?
love having my cards with my phone. I have the thing off the back, and it falls off a lot.
Yeah.
So this is
it's
better.
It's so great, too. And then you don't need to carry a bulky
yeah.
wallet
this
or a bulky
perfect.
Purse.
This is my jam.
And guess what else it does?
What?
It acts as a phone holder, right? So you can video chat or watch
oh, that's
movies.
Cute.
So this is like a 3-in-1.
I like
and
that.
It's around $20 and comes in tons of different colors.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, this is incredible. A nail polish hack. This why get a mani when you can get a quick dry manicure in 1 minute? This is
1 minute.
Yes, this is from Essie. It's the Essie Expressi quick dry nail polish.
Wow. And it's a good brand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And it really does dry in a minute. Not
okay.
just according to the brand, according to our team, according to our editors, according
That's
to our
huge.
Producers. We love this stuff. And it's so great. You know, not only if you don't like to wait around for your nails to dry, but for a touch up, like if you're running to work or running to
I
an
do that
event.
All the time.
1 minute.
And then boom.
And you're good to go.
And there's nothing worse than then you nick it and then you've got a big.
Yeah,
know.
Exactly.
Okay, this is good.
And this is from Essie and they have all the latest, you know, fabulous colors, right? I mean,
okay.
especially I'm loving these neutrals, which are such a big trend
yes.
right now. Okay.
I can relate. I wear a
okay.
lot of black.
Right. One of my secret weapons
yes.
to help get rid of, now that it's warming up, deodorant stains,
mm-hmm.
right? So you see this fabulous little stain here. We all get them, right? Well, this is the Deodorant Be Gone Remover Sponge.
Really?
And check out how well it works.
Okay.
okay. You guys can see it. You don't even need water.
Okay.
You just rub.
Oh, wow.
And
you know what?
Removes.
This is what our wardrobe folks have.
Exactly.
They always call it the magic sponge.
It's the magic sponge.
Wow.
And
it really
look
works.
Look at that, guys. And this is just, you can see it online. I mean, right there
Listen,
with our video.
For $8.
I know.
We all have one.
Right. And then look
That's
at
That's good.
It is gone.
Oh,
amazing.
Wow.
$8 for a
okay.
pack of two or $14 for a pack of
That's
four.
That's a win.
Okay. And last but not least.
Okay.
I love a skort, right? The skirt short.
Oh,
you guys
cute.
Can see the little biking shorts underneath.
That's cute.
But I have to say, I mean, mine are getting a little short. So
you know what? You are right. Sometimes they're too short.
They're a little short,
yeah.
right? So I love
okay.
this skort that is a little bit, you know,
longer.
More coverage, a
yeah.
longer length. And it's still so cute. Here we have a picture of two beautiful team members, Kamari and Becca. And you can see how great it looks, right?
Oh, it's cute.
And this fabric is super soft. It's got five pockets.
Like I was just going to say, there's a little zipper pocket in the
right,
back.
Right, a zipper pocket in the back, two pockets in the skirt, two
okay.
in the short. And I mean, it's $36, around $36 in sizes extra small through 3X.
Okay.
And for all of your summer activities, I mean, I wear a skort to run
there
around
you
town.
I say
you know,
yes.
exercise, what have
these
you.
Are
so
good. Chassie, thank
I think they're
you.
Really fun.
Okay, to purchase any of these items you've just watched here, scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen or head to today.com/shop. Now out to Al on our plaza. Oh, Al.
That is like a cargo skirt. It's got all those pockets. Fantastic. Well, coming up next, we're going to celebrate Earth Day with the big green bus and the guys on it. Oh, they're making a special stop on our plaza. Going to learn how to grow our own food, put food scraps to good use. But first, this is Today on NBC.
morning, we are welcoming this. This is the big green bus to the plaza. This bus travels all around the country, and it helps people learn how to grow their own food at home.
You know, actually growing some of your own food can help reduce carbon emissions by 68% and save your family hundreds of dollars a year. Kimball Musk is the founder and CEO of the nonprofit Big Green, and Big Green partner Stephen Lucky. They're here to show us the small steps we can all take right now to help the planet. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. Thank you for having us.
So talk to us about why at Big Green you think it's important for us to do whatever we can to grow our own food.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, happy Earth Day, everyone.
Yes. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. What a beautiful day to remember our connection to the Earth and how important it is to protect our Earth and the things that we can do we'll discuss today. Growing food really changes lives, and growing food is one of the best ways to connect to the Earth. You get your hands in the soil, you plant a seed, and you realize that you're actually one with the Earth.
Right.
Kimball, this bus is it's going to get a lot of attention. We walked up here and we're like, whoa, this has got it going on. I think a lot of people like the concept of growing their own food, but when they think about it's labor intensive, I don't have the kind of time, it's quicker for me to go grab it. What's the argument for giving it a go?
Well, first of all, I would say there are many easy ways to grow your own food. But before I say that, really, it is a life-changing experience.
Yeah.
If you grow your own food, you change your life. Mm-hmm. You connect with it, whether it's with yourself or your kids. You connect yourself to the nutrition security. You actually know what food is. you're having better mental health. You're getting out there. You're getting out into nature. And then you also learn about the impact of climate change on growing food. When you're out growing food, the weather is really changing a lot.
Sure.
So growing food really changes your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you do grow your own food, you taste that food and it tastes so precious.
Ooh. Yeah, farm to table,
it's
literally.
It's sun to earth, your labor, your love coming together. It really tells you why you need to grow your own food.
You sold it. Yeah. You sold it.
And Stephen, you at Gardopia, you've teamed with Big Green. Food scraps, you know, we think, okay, well, we have it finished. But there are things you can do to regenerate and recycle that food and actually grow more.
100%. So over 40% of food is wasted, and a lot of it is food scraps from our kitchen, right? So these are some easy examples of celery. We have some onions and even some romaine lettuce.
Okay.
So show us what to do.
You're simply going to cut this, right? Let's say I make my Caesar salad. That's off to the side.
Yep.
And so now I have this root base that's left over. So what I'm going to do is get maybe a cup or a bowl, so, and I'm going to fill it with a little bit of water.
Okay.
Now, you don't want to put too much water because we need to have a little bit of an aerobic condition, and essentially we need for the root system to breathe a little bit. And then we have our toothpicks, okay? And so I might need a little bit larger toothpicks for this, but you can see, once I have my toothpick set up correctly, the piece of debris is floating about 1 to 2 inches above, and the root system can go directly into the water. And so once you have about 1 to 2 inches of roots, you can actually transplant it back into the ground or into a container to grow.
And what does that work with? I see lettuce, we see onions. What can you do that with?
You can do that with almost any root vegetable. So you can also do it with carrots, you can do it with beets, you can actually do it with potatoes. So if you maybe had a potato in the refrigerator too long and it starts to grow some eyes out of it, you can cut those slips and you can regrow that as well.
How long will it take for it to regrow till you can replant?
So to get to this point, we're looking at 1 to 2 weeks, and then we can transplant it into the ground. And so that's going to take another 2 to 4 weeks to get a harvest, unless it's something like a potato, which could take, you know, multiple months.
Kimball, when did you get the interest in being part of the Earth and Earth Day? Where'd that come from?
So I've always loved growing my own food.
Yeah.
About 15 years ago, we have a restaurant called The Kitchen in Colorado. Yeah. We were helping kids grow food in schools, and we realized that they really needed help with school gardens. So the Big Green started out building school gardens across the country. We got to 650 by the time COVID hit. And then after COVID, we just started to partner with nonprofits like Gardopia over here. And we started to send funding and resources, gardening equipment. And of course, that's why we realized we need the Big Green bus, because we need to deliver that equipment.
Yeah.
And we got to deliver it in style.
Let's see what's down there. Let's scoot on down here. What's happening at this station?
Well, we're trying to reduce food waste, but we're also trying to reduce single-use plastics. Single-use plastics are one of the biggest sources of pollution, and specifically packaging is the biggest source of plastic pollution. So an average American is using close to 600 bottles of water, right? So at $2 a pop, that's over $1,000 that we could be saving by investing in reusable water bottles. Simple. Little Jimmy and, you know, all of our kids that are going to school and we're packaging peanut butter sandwiches for them, we could be reusing this over and over and over again. Yeah. Same thing when you're cooking or using, you know, aluminum foil or some type of plastic packaging over your pots.
Yeah.
Over and over, we can reuse these materials and reduce the amount of waste. In San Antonio, we go clean up the riverways, and I can't tell you how many plastic bags and water bottles we see in our riverways and our tributaries. So this really allows us as humans to do what we can and reduce our waste.
Well, we really appreciate
Thank you guys helping us get
started with our Earth Day. It's so special. And for more information about growing your own food, head to today.com. And our celebration of Earth Day is going to continue in the third hour with some of the best eco-friendly products. Steve and
thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Coming up on Hoda and Jen, a big announcement. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
It's a good one. Thank you, guys.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.